Blog Talk Radio.
Gentlemen, your prosperity gurus, Christine Marie and Julie.
Hello, everyone. Good morning. How's everybody doing today?
Oh, you sound like, how's everybody doing today?
We've had a very stressful morning. We've woken up, and it's so funny because I intended my morning to be so much better than this, and I had woken up quite early, was going to get focused on the day, and
what happened?
Well, you know what? I chose to go back to bed. That was wrong. It was a big mistake.
That last extra 2 hours of sleep was not what you really wanted to do.
No. Well, and then consequently, when we both focused on the day, it was like everything was wrong.
Well, not only that, but we went to go to the switchboard here, and I plugged the show in last night, and It said there's no show plugged in. And so you had to really quickly do your magic and call in and plug in the show.
Right. So that's where we're at today, everyone. And I know,
what is past is past.
Exactly. Because we do the show because we want everyone to feel like they can be real, and then you move on. Because if you stay in this part of town, this pity town, then really nothing happens. You know, nothing, no dreams
get
actualized.
You get more of the same. That's right.
And, you know, and I can look back at my life, and I can tell you my story based on my abundance, or I can tell you my story based on my disappointments. It's all the same life, but I can tell you two different stories, and I'd rather choose to tell a story based on abundance.
That's right, because that's really where your focus on expands.
And also my disappointments have all shown me contrast of what I want. You know, the things I do choose to want for my life and move forward from that.
That's right.
And it's just the way we call them, you know.
We have a hand up. I wonder who, do we know 973?
I don't. I mean, offhand, do you want to take the call real quick or no?
Hello.
Hello, ladies. How are you?
Fine.
Hi, who's this?
Shamar.
Hi, Shamar.
Oh, Shamar.
How are you doing this morning?
I am well. I still apologize about last week. I was really, really busy. And when I actually had the opportunity to call, I actually was sleeping.
Sleeping's good. Sleeping
means
you're going downstream.
Yeah, sleeping is good. It means you're in a vortex. You're allowing things to go on.
Yeah, so don't worry about that.
Yeah, no problems. No worries. We're just we're a little grumpy this morning. We've just had this stuff. And we're shaking it off. We're just shaking the sheets and shaking our grumpiness off.
So tell me, how's life going for you?
Everything is going well. I talked to my mentor, and I swear to you, like, I just love, like, this place I have in my life where God is actually bringing, you know, the people that I actually prayed for to actually come into my life.
Good.
Isn't that amazing, isn't it? And that's how it works, right?
I'm a believer, like, especially, you know, and, you know, with me just learning the things that I've learned in church and talking to you guys and just being around more positive people, just when you really start to believe them, just, like, not kind of, like, when somebody says something to you, you're like, yeah, you know, whatever, mm-hmm. But you actually start to believe the things, that positive things can happen if you just,
yeah.
you know,
right.
tweak, you know, just change, just you know, just like I
right.
bumped my head so many times trying it my way. I'm like, well, you know what, I have to try it somebody else. So let me, you know, I can't always be right.
That's right.
And once I figured that out, I'm like, you know, now I feel like, you know, I can take over the world. But that's just my own ego. but actually, I did think about what you guys had talked to, you know, you wanted me to think about.
Oh, good.
And actually, my and everything kind of is falling in line with me and the nonprofit that I want to do. My mentor said to me, you know, he said God had, you know, kind of talked to him. And, you know, and I guess about what he wants him to do and, you know, for everybody else that he wants to kind of help bring up. And he asked me if, you know, if I would be up to the task to help, you know, not even just my church, but just, you know, all churches, you know, everybody from all walks of life, you know, if we could just bring them back to, you know, if I could help them bring them back to God. And I can see myself within the next 6 months to a year having my nonprofit, you know, together.
Yeah.
You know, I'm not going to say, but just having just like the foundation for it, it'll be together. And then from
right.
there, the sky's the limit. I'm just being realistic about it.
Good. Well, and that's because, I mean, does that mean that you're going to...
Come on, nigga, I'm about to...
All right.
Oh, sorry. I just said.
No problem. No problem. does that mean that you're going to go like move forward into the church as your occupation? Meaning, like, you know, think about becoming like a minister and moving forward with that.
Well, the sky's the limit with that.
Okay. Good.
Sky's the limit. Sky's the limit with that.
Good.
I mean, I just don't want to just jump the gun and say yeah and not really, because I'm just focused. I'm focused on so many different things right now, but that's the one thing that's been poking at me. I talked to one of my friends last night, and she's one of my best friends. Probably my best friend, because she's the most consistent when it comes to just being there.
Right. That's nice.
She was just saying to me, you know, like how. Like she and I, we both, like, we were up really early in the morning after, like, being up to, like, 2 or 3 o'clock at night. We'll still get up at, like, 6 o'clock in the morning.
Mm-hmm.
And she said that she felt like God was talking to her and just putting in her spirit to speak things into her life. Like, yes, I am a child of God. Yes, I am going to do, you know, great and wonderful things. And she said it's been happening on, like, you know, such a consistent basis that she said to me, you know, and just to anybody, not even just to me, but just to anybody else, that now she's going to be delivering that message, like, listen, speak these things into your life, like,
yeah.
you know, it's not an ego thing, has nothing to do with confidence,
yeah.
just, you know, just speak these things into your life, and, you know, when
right.
you speak these things into your life, you know, there things will, you know, come to fruition.
Now, are you able then to monetize your position there at the nonprofit? Like, are you able to get paid for it?
Well, that's something that, actually, I have a friend that works for Wells Fargo, which used to be Wachovia.
Yeah.
She's actually helping me get my business model airtight.
Good.
She's helping me get it airtight. You know, it's not, you know, of course, like, at some point it will be where, you know, I can actually have, after talking to my mentor, you know, I do need a board of, like, you know, trustees, things of that nature, but that's going
right.
to come with time. You know, I just want to make sure that I have everything, like the things that I believe in, not even so much that I believe in, that God wants me to put into it. I want to make sure
right.
that I have that down and make sure that, you know, whatever bylaws or whatever constitution, you know,
mm-hmm.
or mission statement that I have, I want to make sure that, you know, it's not going to change. It is what it is. Either you're with it or you're not.
What do you think your nonprofit's about? Tell me what it's for. Do you have any idea yet? Is it about
bringing
people back to the church? Is that what your nonprofit's about?
It's not even so much about going back. I mean, that's going to be a part. Not even so much as church, but, you know, don't be afraid, you know, for anybody that claims to be a part of, not even just a Christian, but just a part of anything, you know,
okay.
positive and good. Don't be afraid to go against whatever the norm is. you know, just to kind of just, because I find that nowadays people are willing to compromise themselves. You know, I mean, I'm finding that little kids are willing to compromise themselves just for the sake of being popular.
Right, so you really are at these beginning stages. In so many ways, you're not even at the level of, like, finding a trustee, because you need to have a mission statement to find out what you're for. And I say what you're for instead of what you're against, because, you know, with your faith, with everything, you know, Mother Teresa said, you know, I will never go to an anti-war demonstration. You give me a demonstration for peace, I'm there. So, you know, having a nonprofit that's against against something, you know,
it's more important to be state your position, what you're for.
Sure. And so, you know, so here's your next job. What, you know, in two sentences or three sentences, what is your nonprofit going to be for?
Okay. All right.
I mean, and you have some ideas. But it's not, hearing you talk, I hear your passion, but I can't get passionate about your message yet because I don't know it.
Okay.
And so I would back you because of your passion, but you'd get more people backing you because they can believe in the message. And you deserve to be monetized, by the way. I mean, not everybody who works for nonprofits, I know somebody who went to get their master's degree and, you know, an international nonprofit, and she worked in, you know, I don't know what her degree was in, but it was a master's degree, and she worked in, you know, Haiti. She worked in, what's the one right next to Haiti, Mom?
Dominican Republic.
Dominican Republic.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, and she got paid. She got paid well, you know. She got paid well because you get funding. I mean, the clearer your mission statement is, I mean, she was about women's health. I mean, that was where she focused on. And, you know, that's where she was located and did quite well for herself. And so, you know where you want to live. You know where you want to work. You don't want to be part of a nonprofit. But nonprofit doesn't mean that you don't take a salary. It just means tax-wise.
Exactly.
You know, and it's different, and that the money you collect goes to helping or supporting the cause. You know, what does your mentor tell you about your next step, about the cause, the mission statement? Because you're ahead of yourself when you talk to me about, you know, getting a board of trustees and all that stuff. You're ahead of yourself.
Well, I mean, honestly, he's talked to, like, you know, our conversations are very broad. You know, he doesn't, and I guess it's just because I guess he feels like I'm able to process, like a lot of people aren't able to process, you know, things. Like I'm able to process, you know, a number of things at one time.
Right.
I'm still in like the infancy stage of like with the mission statement. Like, cause I've had like over the past couple of months, I think I've had like seven already, you know, but whatever it is, it's definitely going to be broad. You know, I think a lot of the times when people
Why broad?
Because I want to make sure that whatever it is that, you know, that is coming from
everybody can be a part of, right?
Part of it. Yeah, everybody can be a part. Like, I think that's the problem within our society. People are like, oh, you know, I'm pro-black. No, it's not. You know, like my friend, like I think I had told you guys the last time I talked to you, and my friend, she said to me, and it's still in my head, you know, how, you know, the issue of race. Like, you know, it's like when, you know, whatever God you believe in, he's not looking at, you know, he or she is not looking at, you know, like the color of my skin or your skin or X, Y, Z. And I think that, you know, that's, you know, even though I think like, you know, many different organizations do great things, I think that, you know, they kind of limit themselves when they just say, well, you know, I'm just about the betterment of, you know, the betterment of my people. And it's just like, well, who are your people? Black people. And it's like, no, blacks aren't the only ones that live on this world. Blacks aren't the only ones that are or poor or,
right.
or you know, have to
well,
deal
no,
with,
I
you
totally
know.
Agree about that. I mean, depending on where you live, I mean, every culture, every culture, every place, there is a need for more prosperity. You know, in the Bible, there's that quote about I'm trying to think about Jesus is somebody's washing Jesus' feet, and the story is. He says, you know, the poor will always be here.
Right.
But you will only have me for a short time. And And that's a real prosperous parable. I mean, our story.
Mm-hmm.
This idea that, you know, it is a mindset, you know, poverty or poor, but it's good to help, and what that means and define it. But I'm gonna put some things out there for you, because,
okay.
And I'm gonna ask you to do some things for me.
Okay.
There's reasons why nonprofits have very specific niches. And that is because they're more effective. And
okay.
Because this idea of have a niche, get rich, it doesn't mean money. It also means about energy. If you tell me your nonprofit is there to help everybody do what? Open their minds? How are you going to do that? Because you're going to, as a nonprofit, you're going to need two things: your mission of who you want to assist and how you're going to do it. And
okay.
I think I would love to hear from you on Thursday with 10 ideas of things that you want to help people. And then let's break it down a little bit, you know?
Okay.
By
all
Thursday,
right.
I want to hear 10 things that really turn you on of how you want to see yourself moving. And then you're going to narrow that. And if you can only come up with three, hallelujah, that'd be awesome.
And also, if you do it while you're doing, Shamar, your research, you know, look at others that you admire,
yes.
Other
oh,
nonprofits
brilliant.
That you admire, and look at their business model. Look at their mission statement.
Yes.
Look at how they, you know, have, you know, fleshed it all out for themselves and see what you like about that. You know, because
okay.
what you're needing to do, and I think that's where you're headed, is, you know, we want to take us all that's in your head and in your
yeah.
heart, and give it some form or some beginning form.
Right.
I won't look anything at all like it will do in this first week when it's done.
Right.
But
right.
at least you're starting to crystallize it and ferret it out. You know.
Right. And I you know. When I see you, Shamar, and I see your energy, you are kinetic energy. You are energy in motion continuously, and your thoughts are moving 100 miles an hour. And it's almost like this world can't contain how brilliant you are, you know? And yet here you are on this 3D world, you know, needing to do your life and do the things that you want to do. And I wonder, Mom, I'm going to ask you, Shamar, if he thinks meditation might be a way of calming all those thoughts down. What do you think, Mom?
Mm-hmm. I think that would help, you know, but I think it's more just like getting it onto paper so it doesn't have to stay, you know, rattling around.
Shamar, do you like to write? Do you like to journal?
Yes, I do.
I do. Wonderful. So, you know, give yourself some time just to see, futurize what your nonprofit would look like. Futurize the people you would help. And I know you want to help everyone. But from what I know about this world, by choosing to help everyone, you may help no one.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Because your message may be so watered down that no one can, you know, no one can get behind it. Possibly.
Mm-hmm.
This is just my thought about it. So, but
I don't want to
stop you from your excitement because
no.
I can see it. I can see it. You know, and I can tell you. I mean, like I can just feel your energy. So, you know, journal about your mission, who you really want to help, or like Mom says, go and, you know, what are the nonprofits that you are turned on by?
Okay.
You know.
All right. I definitely.
You know, that would be cool. There are some very successful nonprofits out there that, you know, that literally give out 95% of their money. You know, 5% is taken in for administration and all that other stuff, and then 95% of it's given out, or 90% is given out.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, those
okay.
are great goals.
Mm-hmm.
You know.
Okay.
You know,
right.
the
I,
ones
I,
that, yeah.
No, I no, I like because I love talking to you guys because like for me like it's not I get my thoughts out, but it's just like as soon as I see something, it just stirs something up in my brain, and it's just like I haven't even finished you know, really completely thinking about the other thought. And it's just
Shamar, I am on your side with that. I think that's one reason why we were in a little upset mood this morning, because we're not in this cycle of completion.
Well, yeah, and one of our mentors said, you know, when she first started out, she was just like, you know, what you were describing, and she called it, I would dig very many holes, but I never dug any one deep enough that it would take root. And she goes, now I know to stay with, I dig one hole, I make it deep, I fill it up, I do it, you know, and then I go on to my next one. And that's what she said that she's learned in the years that she's been in, you know, her business. And I think that's what you tend to do, you know, because it just, the world looks so big and bright and there's so much you can do, and you want to go here, then you want to go there. But I think, you know, once you figure it out, you're going to have to just make a decision, make a choice, and look at that and dig deep with that one hole, you know.
Okay.
All right. Yeah.
Okay,
exciting times for you, though.
Very exciting times, Shamar. Very exciting.
Well, I think I'm glad that, I mean, honestly, most of everybody else that I kind of see on a regular basis, but the fact that I'm able to talk to you guys, I have the option to talk to you guys on you know, a couple of times a week about, you know, my thoughts, my ideas, how I'm feeling. I think it's great. You know, because it definitely does.
Yeah, definitely.
Shamar, do you have a computer?
Yes, I do.
You have access to a computer?
Uh-huh.
Can you check your emails? I want you to go to prosperitypostcards.com, and I want you to sign up for our Prosperity Postcards. And every morning, then, you can hear us for about a minute and a half, 2 minutes, and it's going to set you on your day, and it's going to help you mm-hmm. that you're on your purpose, your life purpose.
Can you imagine, Shamar, getting up in the morning and here we are? we'll do a prosperity postcard just for Shamar, Julie.
Yes, exactly.
Well, that would be great. That would make me feel extra special.
Yeah, there you go. Shamar, we'll sign up, Shamar, and then I'll actually look at your email, and I will send you a special one.
Yes.
But it's prosperitypostcards.com.
Everybody sign up. We want everybody to hear us every morning. Yay, it's free.
Yep.
Okay.
And maybe, you know what, I will look. Anybody who signs up today, mm-hmm. I will send them something special.
No.
Yes, I will. I will know. I will know too. So I will. I will. Because
cool.
I'm just in that giving mood this morning.
All right.
Well, thank you guys. Thank you guys for the. You know, once again, you know, at least once or twice a week, making, you know, helping to make. You know, I mean, I woke up happy this morning. So you guys has made it. You know, a little.
Good. You
sound
happy. And you know what, Shamar?
You made
thank
us
you.
Happy.
You made us happy a day too. And that's what this community is about. It's when one of us feels slightly off alignment by talking to each other in this manner, focusing on what we want, focusing on abundance, it really helps us all get back in alignment
mm-hmm.
and quickly.
Yeah, and look, it's not anything, you know, we didn't feel shame or bad that we were kind of, you know, struggling and had a lower frequency today. We just knew that, hey, it's feedback for us, and we know, and we knew that take the steps to do it. And we've had decades of training in the opposite direction. You know, once
mm-hmm.
we feel bad, we go, "Oh, the day's going to be bad," and it just keeps continuing and spiraling out. Doesn't have to do that.
That's right.
Yeah.
Okay, Shamar. Hey, thanks
a lot, Shamar. I'm glad to see everything's going good for you.
Yep, and sign up at prosperitypostcards.com, and I will look for your email, and I'll send you something special.
Cool.
And I definitely will talk to you guys on Thursday.
Thank you.
Oh, yeah, we can't wait. Bye-bye.
Have a great day. Right. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye. Cool. He's getting there, isn't he?
He's definitely getting there.
Every week he gets a little closer and closer.
Mm-hmm.
And I understand that idea that all these, when you're in this creative process, so much creativity comes into your mind that it can be overloaded because you have to complete. You have to complete. And I remember Christy Whitman, one of our mentors, saying that she only works on 3 things at one time.
Yes.
And if whatever comes into her surface, and it was something totally amazing that was just totally out of this world, if it can't fit into those 3 categories, she has to let go.
Mm-hmm.
Otherwise, she's diluted.
Yeah, exactly.
I mean, you can be, do, and have what you want. And when you're in this creative state, sometimes a lot of options come into your plate.
Yes.
And it's just your good decision, your funness to be able to weed them out.
On our chat room, CA Living, I wonder if that means California Living, says, can you, hey, she just signed up for Prosperity Postcards. Thank you, Cal. I'm thinking California Living, but I don't know. It's CA Living. And she says, please share the 7 spiritual laws of success.
I'm going to right now.
Hey, thanks for signing up for Prosperity. You're going to love it.
And honey, I'm actually doing like a little thing real quick and send that to everybody from these. Okay, ready to start, girlfriend?
I'm ready.
Okay.
Let me just see the time here. We got 20 minutes. It's fine.
Wait.
19.
Okay. The law of pure potentiality. Okay. We talked about this yesterday, the law of pure potentiality. Yeah. It is this field. Mom, how do you think about this field of pure potentiality?
I think about the poet Rumi, and he talks about you and I will meet on that field of all possibilities.
Mm.
And that is where, you know, that field is the stuff that the world was made of. It's the stuff the stars are made of. It's the, like you talked about, it being the primordial ooze,
yeah,
that you know, makes things happen. And that is the field of pure potentiality. It's all possibilities. All things are possible there.
Yes.
And that's where we get to play.
Yes.
That's where we get to play as human beings.
And here's what Deepak says. It's the law of success is the law of pure potentiality, the first law. This law is based on the fact that we, in our essential state, are pure consciousness,
mm-hmm,
pure potentiality. It is the field of all possibilities and infinite creativity.
Yes.
And that's what we talked about today
no
with Shamar.
Lids. No lids.
No lids. When all this possibility, and it's our job to kind of funnel through,
yes,
what we really want
to delight in things and,
yes,
find out what really turns us on. Because, again, we're just like a snowflake. None of us are, we're all unique in the sense that we have our own individual gifts.
Yes.
And that's why we get to play in this huge, infinite field.
And, you know, here's a technique that I use to connect with that pure potentiality field. That field of pure potentiality. This is how I visualize it, and I try to do this every day to connect with that field. I visualize myself being lifted by a cloud. This cloud surrounds me so that I have no pressure points in my body whatsoever, and it takes me up into this. It feels like this dark space. But I feel very comforted there because I see lots and lots of color in this dark space as well. And I call this my primordial ooze space.
That's right, you do.
And I connect there.
Yes.
And I just be.
Mm-hmm.
I be silent. I be open. I be silent. I be silent. I be open. I am open. I am silent. I just be.
Sorry, Joe. Sorry, girlfriend.
You know.
Fine. Yeah.
And I try and do, thank you. little laughter there in the daytime.
Sorry. Oh, okay.
And also, I be jamming. and then later, we all be jamming, you know. I do that every day. And I just let it happen.
Mm-hmm.
And people call it meditation. But if you can quiet the mind and just be.
Because it's important that we quiet the mind enough to get past it. You know, the mind is the ego, and that's great. It serves your purpose, but the gems reside, you know, underneath, scratch that surface. And that's why it's important to quiet the mind in so we can go through that filter and get to the place where all possibilities, the field,
yes,
of all possibilities exist.
Now, Mom, the next law from Deepak Chopra, you call this something different, but you love this law. Deepak called it the law of giving. My mom calls it the law of giving and receiving.
Absolutely.
You know, and he talks about the universe operates through dynamic exchange. Giving and receiving,
yes,
are different aspects of the flow of energy in the universe.
Right.
And it's our willingness to give that which we seek.
Yes.
We keep the abundance of the universe circulating,
yes,
in our lives.
Give that which you seek. You know, if you seek love, give love. If you seek, you know, legitimate hope, you know, help someone else have hope. You know, that's it's. We talk about just, you know, whoever you meet, you send a blessing to.
Yes.
You know.
And this is true law of attraction at work.
Oh, this is it.
You know.
Yeah.
If you want to, you know, have abundance and prosperity and dollars, help other people find that as well.
That's
you know?
His biggest thing. He says, if you really want to have a lot of dollars, help other people get what they want. I'm pretty sure. I've read that book so many times. I'm sure that's a line in there.
And one thing that we've met with our clients, there are times when, you know, you have this cycle of giving and receiving, and sometimes it feels like you're out of whack, that you're giving a lot, and yet you're not receiving. Mom, what do you tell clients when they tell you that?
Well, I mean, I just definitely tell them that, you know, I do a little meditation with them, and where I see them like a sponge, you know.
Yes.
Excuse me, I'm losing my voice here. And so, you know, that they begin to receive that energy. And I also see, like, these pipelines,
yeah,
and, you know, meditation-wise, that come from source and to right into you or to your checking account. Just see pipelines so that you get into that receiving mode. And also, I mean, what Deepak says is true, though. I mean, go ahead and give what you desire.
Yes. And also,
to me, that starts the pump.
Yeah.
It primes the pump.
It's also the idea that life is not static. There's no such thing as just giving without receiving. You'd be empty, but you're not. And so you are receiving. And sometimes
mm-hmm.
I work with clients
mm-hmm.
and saying, okay, let's just take a moment and let's just list the things that you receive
right.
on a daily
yeah.
basis.
That's a, you know what,
that's an excellent point.
That's an excellent point, though.
You know, and this is why, Mom, you and I are so brilliant together. I'm kidding, because you are the metaphysical to my teacher-like.
That's right.
You know, and, you know, I would love to be able to call in the guys like you and call in our angels like you do. And someday I will. I'll put that intention out there.
That's right.
But nothing is, you know, nothing is there. The flow of life
mm-hmm.
is nothing other than the harmonious interaction of all the elements and forces,
mm.
the giving, and it's harmonious. I mean, you get that?
Yes.
We are part of this beautiful, beautiful
and,
thing.
And when I hear the word harmonious, I really think about how life is really like music.
Right.
And it can be as, you know, as whatever kind of music you like that day, you can make it that way. You know?
Yes. And, like, the best way to put this law into practice is truly putting yourself in circulation, you know.
Oh, love
you
it.
You don't have to give money.
Love it.
You don't,
no.
you know.
It helps.
It does help. You
it
know,
helps.
Edwin Gaines, which we love, but a lot of people talk about tithing,
mm-hmm,
you know.
Mm-hmm.
You get you 10%.
Mm-hmm.
To the spiritual, what spiritually...
Somebody that spiritually nourishes you.
Yeah.
Not, you know, people say, oh, I got to do it to my church, but she broadens that and says, you know, anyone that spiritually nourishes you. And, you know, it's a huge leap of faith.
Yeah.
And it says, you know, it tells the universe, I'm serious, you
yes.
know. And because it's hard when you're, you know, quote-unquote struggling, to go ahead and give money away.
Yeah. And one thing that Deepak talks about, which we've talked about too, you know, two ways of applying the law of giving, and we call it law of giving and receiving. Whoever you meet today, give them a gift, whether it be a compliment, a silent blessing, a flower, whatever. If you're going to somebody's house, you know, bake them some cookies. Or just, and it could be
I think it's just like
small
a,
as
right,
a blessing.
Right.
And blessings are not small in any
no,
sense of the word.
I know.
I mean, I would love to think that everyone that came in contact with me, I gave a blessing, and they in mm-hmm. return gave one to me. That would be
yeah.
so wonderful.
I know just last night I got an email from someone that just sent blessings, you know.
Yeah.
And that's I'm like, thank you. I'll take
yeah.
it. So we have 10 minutes.
Okay.
I want to go on to the
yep.
next
law
one.
Law of karma or cause and effect. This is great because this is what we talk about, action.
Mm-hmm.
And there's always cause and effect. When we choose actions that bring happiness and success to others, the fruit of our karma is happiness and success.
Mm-hmm.
You know?
Mm-hmm.
Every action generates a force of energy that returns to us in like kind. It's, again, the law of attraction.
Right.
Can be broad, like attracts like. And so when we talk about the law of karma or cause and effect, Mom, we talk about in the sense of when your thoughts and beliefs and your emotions and your actions are all aligned with your higher self, magical things happen.
Yes.
There's still going to be mistakes. And I hate the word mistakes or whatever because I almost feel like when we're expanding, you know, we don't know how things are going to turn out just yet. We're
mm-hmm.
like, well, we're doing this. I'm aligned. And it may not turn out exactly the way I intended, but it may lead to the next step. And that's the bigger universal plan,
and
isn't
that's,
it?
And that really is shifting to living in faith, deep residing faith.
You know, I just turned the page in this book from Deepak Chopra, and it basically just said what I just said. You know, karma is the eternal assertion of human freedom. Our thoughts, our words, and our deeds are the threads of the net which we throw around ourselves. Swami Vivekananda. But it's this idea. So today, as a deliberate creator, you know, when you do your actions, you know, think, can I align my thoughts and my emotions and my actions? Can I align them all in the right, in the same direction? And I tell you what, your results will be inspiring.
Mm-hmm.
They'll be inspiring.
Exactly.
Okay, so how am I going too fast?
We can talk
about this too, you know.
No,
so.
We can always do tomorrow, but we'll get through at least touch them today. You know?
Yeah, and one thing, you know, today just witness the choices that you make in a moment. You know, whenever you make a choice.
And it's all about getting conscious then, isn't it?
Yeah.
Be able to witness the choices that you make.
You know, you can even ask yourself, will this choice bring fulfillment and happiness to me and also to those who are affected by this choice? You know, when we... On the smallest of levels, we make decisions based on, okay, how will this decision affect me and others? Now, the law of least effort is number 4. Oh,
I love this one. Yeah.
You know, it's this idea that nature is intelligent and beautiful, and that there will require actions to take that need to take place to get you from point A to B. But if you're in line with your higher self, the actions will feel like play and fun and joy, and it will be least effort.
Yeah, and there's that sense of just allowing.
Yes.
You know, just allowing. And I keep returning to this phrase, unconditional surrender. It just means so much to me. You know, I heard John Muir quoted it with a quote that he'd written many years ago about nature. That nature has unconditional surrender. And I was at the park the other day and just watched the leaves, you know, blowing off the trees and just looking at that unconditional surrender.
Right.
You know, there was this beautiful tree and still there, but the leaves now have surrendered themselves. You know?
Yes. And it's just this idea that, you know, nature's intelligence functions with effortless ease, with carefreeness, harmony, and love.
Mm.
And when we harness the forces of harmony, joy, and love, we create success and good fortune with effortless ease. It's like when you pick the area to serve, you know, when you're in tune with your higher self, you know that there are easy ways of doing it and hard ways of doing it, such as, you know, it would not be easy for me to be a doctor and, you know, serve. You know, that's not where my passion's at, right?
Yeah.
And so if I chose that path for whatever reasons, there would be great reasons for doing that, right? It would not be effortless. It would not be easy for me.
Right.
It would be a struggle, and I would figure out how to have joy.
Mm-hmm.
But, I mean, like right now, you and I, there are days, every day I feel this way, even in the midst of having obstacles.
Mm-hmm.
I feel I'm closer now than ever being on my path
of
this family business, working with you, you know.
Yes.
You know, I adore you. So
I adore you.
Good. I'm glad you adore me.
It helps, doesn't it?
Yes, it does. Now, one thing to do today, and talking about the applying the law of least effort, is just practicing acceptance. Because then
practice acceptance, practice allowing.
And that means that if you could just rise above the situation high enough, you could see how all the puzzles fit. But because all the puzzle pieces fit. But because we're down here on the ground, we can't yet see that perspective. And so we accept everything knowing that we're on the path. We know we're on the path.
We live what is, we love what is, we like what is.
Yes. The next law is the law of intention and desire. Mm-hmm. This is a fun law.
Everybody joins the law of attraction for this one.
Yeah, law of intention and desire is great because it's based on the fact that energy and information exist everywhere in nature.
Everywhere.
And that's including your thoughts.
Yes.
That's including your emotions. In fact, at the level of the quantum field, there is nothing other than energy and information. I mean, come on. In the quantum field, he just talks about being another name for that pure potentiality field.
Field of all possibilities.
Field of all possibilities.
Right,
field of pure potentiality.
And that is nothing but information. And also, I always say, does he say it's light as well? Is that right?
Yeah, he talks about that. No, I don't know, but I mean,
to me, that's how I feel because we're all... You know, we all talk about being light bodies and ascending, and really, all information is light and different frequencies of light. So that's why I know that the divine feminine, the divine mother, talks about being able to now in this day and age work with those subtle energies, those subtle frequencies.
Oh, and it's so true, this subtle energy, and also this is about intention and attention. So you have your intentions. And then you bring forth your attention to your intentions, and that's when it gets fun because whatever you take your attention away from will wither, but whatever you put your attention on grows stronger in life.
And that's what we say, don't put your attention
on the things,
that which you don't have.
Like,
oh, I got all this stuff, but you know what, here's what I don't have. And you're like, no, that's just... Hello, that's just the opposite of what you want to do with the law of attraction.
Exactly. And so we see how the law of attraction weaves through all of Deepak Chopra's spiritual laws of success, and we go through different people's spiritual laws of success because we have our own.
2 minutes, Griffin.
Okay, and we're almost there.
Good. Well,
okay. Okay, cool. All right, here we go. Law of detachment is the next one.
Yes.
Okay. In detachment lies the wisdom of uncertainty. In the wisdom of uncertainty lies the freedom from our past, from the known, which is the prison of past conditioning.
Mm-hmm.
And in our willingness to step into the unknown, the field of all possibilities, we surrender ourselves to the creative mind that orchestrates the dance of the universe. And what we say, Mom, you have a beautiful example of this.
I do?
Yes. My mom's example, which I'll share it with you, she talks about the law of detachment like this. Your intention is like you gave your intention to this little bird
fit
in your hand.
Right, right.
The bird is the universe. The bird is the universe.
Absolutely.
If you hold on to that intention too tightly,
it
can't fly away and do its magic.
No, it really can't. I mean, I talk about that the universe has to orchestrate for you.
Yes.
And as long as you're holding on, it's like Velcro. It can't do its job that it wants to do for you.
And so let it. And by detaching from the outcome, you allow the possibility of even greater things to happen.
That's true, too.
And,
I mean, we've had that experience many times in our lives.
And the universe surprises and delights us all the time. But this idea, real quick, that you are just as important to other people's desires and intentions as well.
Mm-hmm.
So we are just playing in this fun world.
Yeah.
So
you and I are going to talk about that more
someday
this week. I might actually write a little article about that.
That would be great. Yeah. That would be great.
Yeah.
And everybody who signs up for Prosperity Postcards thank you very much, Prosperity Postcards.
And you're
going to
give something away? Oh,
I'm going to write a little article about these 7 spiritual laws and send it to them. So thank you, everyone. Have a great, great day. And we bless you.
Hey, should I play us out then?
Yes,
girlfriend?
Play us out.
Tomorrow is going to be hump day.
Yes.
And we'll have some more goodies on the table.
Thank you, everyone.
Thanks
a great
for
day.
Doing the prosperity postcards thing. Thank you.
Bye-bye.
I love you guys.